With the introduction we had last week, I think we'll be able to have clarity now, and we'll read through the sugya. We'll start again from the Mishnah, and we'll just read the Gemara. Up to the Mishnah on the Zayin on the base. So again, the Mishnah brings down Yesh Mevias, talking about a Yoledes. A Yoledes is Chayv, a carbon which we call a Mechusa Kapora. Right? Even though the Gemara comes out at the end of the Mesichta, that really a Yoledes didn't really do a Chet. And Rashi says whatever Chet there is, the Kapora is Chal with the Tzar Leda. That's what Rashi says later on in Dam Shchita, the end of the towards the end of the Masechta, Rashi says, whatever kapora the woman needs, he says she gets primarily from the Tzar Leda. That's what Rashi says. So he says as follows. The Mishnah says, Yesh Mevias Korban V'nechal, V'yesh Mevias Korban V'einenechal, V'yesh Ein Mevias. Some women bring a regular korban, it's eaten like all Yoledes. Some don't bring a korban at all, some bring a korban and it's not eaten. And the Mishnah lists, Mevias Korban V'nechal, that's if she's Mapel, a Behema Chayev Oif, she's Mapel, a Tzura, a non-human Tzura. Chachomim say, Achi Yehebo Yitzuras Odom, in order for a woman to be Chayev, a Korban Yoledes, it has to be Yitzuras Odom. Mapel a Sandal, a Shalya, a Shvir Merukam, Fayotze Mechutach, so all these things are human-like. And therefore, even the Chachomim say, it's Chayev, V'chein shivcha she'ipila mevi'a korban v'nechal. And the elu mevi'as ve'enu nechelas. And then you have all the sveikos. They bring and they don't eat. And that's mapelos ve'en yodea ma'ipila. Shtei noshim she'ipilu. If a woman doesn't know what she miscarried. Or you have two women and one of them had a min p'tur and one of them had a min choiva. And on that, Rabbi Yossi disagrees and he says, Emesai b'zman shahochu zelamizruch v'zelamarev. That's only if one went to the east, one went to the west, meaning the two women are not here in front of us. But if they're both here, the vias korban v'nechal, then they do bring a korban, and you could eat it. How they do that is that they bring one korban vadai al tanai, whichever one is chayev the chatas yoledes, her korban should be the korban amechayevis. Elu shein mevias. The following don't bring a carbon at all. If there's no vlad at all, shvir malei mayim, the sack with water, malei dam, malei gninim, or if she's mapil kemin dogim chagovim shkotzim uremosim, where there's no tzuras adam or even a tzuras behema, which even her mayor agrees that there is no carbon yoledes. Hamapelas yom arbon v'yetzid doifin. If she miscarries up to 40 days, that's not called a vlad. Or Yotzei Doifin, a C-section, and Rav Shimon is Machayev B'Yotzei Doifin. Okay. So last week we came to a conclusion on the gather of the carbon Yoledes, Misofik. We went through the various ways to learn, and the conclusion, the pshara that we made to understand the sugyas, was based on Rav Chaim, and that is that the korban yoledes is a vadai chiyuv korban to bring a safek korban. So in other words, the obligation on the gavra, the woman, has a definitive, decisive obligation, and that obligation is to bring a safek korban. And we spent a lot of time developing why it's a safek korban. If there's a definitive obligation, why isn't it a definitive carbon? And we made a distinction between Ashem Toli and Yoledes. Because Ashem Toli is the most similar type of carbon that we have to a Suffolk Yoledes. Both of them are brought in a matzav of Suffolk. But I brought down from Reb Chaim that Reb Chaim explained that Ashem Toli is considered a vadai chiyuv carbon ala Suffolk. The carbon is a carbon vadai. And that's why the korban is eaten. It's a vadai korban. The chatas oif abal asofik, on the other hand, is a vadai chiyuv to bring a sofik korban. And that's completely different. And a similar analogy would be to how to treat, as we said, every suffix d'oraisa l'chumra. Is it a decisive, definitive obligation? Or is it only a suffix? And this actually is a debate between Rabbi Akiva Egel and the Pri Chodesh. Because there's a famous shaila if you have a suffix d'oraisa l'chumra. So for instance, you have somebody, let's say, who doesn't know if he benched. That's Rabbi Akiva Egel's tshuva. He has a suffix if he benched or not. So the halacha is he has to bench again. Right? Suffix d'oraisa l'chumra. Now he has a guy next to him who didn't bench. For sure didn't bench. And the guy who didn't bench wants to be yetzer with him, with his benching. Okay? So the Pri Chodesh says it depends. If you say suffix d'oraisa l'chumra is only midrabbanan, like the Rambam, he can't. Because this guy is chayv midrabbanan, this guy is chayv d'oraisa. Won't work. Pri Chodesh says, but if you hold like the Rashbo and the Ran and many of the Rishonim who say Sovid the Reis al-Khumr is Minat Torah, which is the vast majority of the Rishonim, so then the guy who's a Sofik, he could be Moitzi the Vada. So Rabbi Akiva Egel, in Simen Ches, in his Tshuvas Rabbi Akiva Egel, he says he disagrees. He says, because the Sofik guy is still a Sofik. And on the Tzad that he already benched, his benching is not a benching. And he says, therefore, the guy who is being moitzi now, he'll become a suffix. Now that guy who didn't bench, only was a suffix yoitzi benching on the side that this guy didn't bench either. But if this guy benched, he wasn't yoitzi. See, he's not going to have to bench again. That's what Kivega's way of looking at it. Now, what's behind the debate of Rabbi Kivega and the Pri Chodesh? Precisely this question. When the Torah said suffik d'oraisa l'chumra, did the Torah say, okay, if you have a suffik, now you definitively have an obligation, a decisive obligation? Or the Torah said, you know what, remove the suffik. You have a mitzvah to make sure. The Torah is not saying you're vaday chayiv to mention. The Torah is saying you have a mitzvah. And that's really the debate between the Akiva Egel and the Pri Chodesh. I wanted to bring a raya to the Pri Chodesh from a tshuva saran. The halach is if somebody makes a neder, you can't be matur neder till the neder is chal. So if somebody, let's say, says, I'm making a neder for Tuesday, that on Tuesday I'm making a neder should be chal on Tuesday, and then he comes on Monday, he wants to be matur neder. Doesn't work. He has to wait till Tuesday to be able to be matur neder. So the Ran has a shaila. What about Monday night, bein hashmoshes? Can he be Matar Neder Monday night going into Tuesday, Ben HaShmoshes, can he be Matar Neder? So the Ran says, it depends. If you hold like the Rambam, no. And if you hold like the Rashbo, yes. Now if Rabbi Akiva Egel would be right, L'chaira, you still wouldn't be able to be Matar Neder. Because it's still a Sofik. The Ran seems to be saying that if you hold Sofik d'oraisa l'chumra is midoraisa l'chumra, that becomes decisive to such a level that the neder is chal already. You could be matar neder. Seems to be black and white what the Ran is saying in his tshuvas. This is found in tshuvas Aran Simenun. This tshuvas Aran. So that's what's going on here in our Mishnah. The way we concluded is that chatas oif abal asofik is a decisive obligation, definitive, but the korban remains a sofik. And we explained why it's a sofik korban. But the korban itself remains a sofik korban, and that's why it has all the ramifications of a sofik. You can't eat it. The Shag HaSari asks, how is the kohen allowed to wear his big day kohuna? It's a sofik shatnas. Just like you can't eat it, because it may not be a kohen, the kohen shouldn't be allowed to wear the big day kohuna. Now this to me doesn't bother me, the Shag HaSari's kasha, because according to our pshara, it's answered. Because the kohen has a vadai chiyuv to bring the sofik home. So when he puts on his big day kohuna, he's vadai chayiv to put on those begadim. So it's not a kasha. Shag HaSari is asking, how could the kohen put on the kelayim? It's only a sofik. Sofik is reflected in the obligation. Sofik is reflected in the heftza of the kohen. So the kohen could put on the kelayim because he has a decisive obligation. If somebody would ask the kohen, does he have a suffik chiyuv to bring this korban or a vaday chiyuv? The answer is vaday. What am I bringing? I'm bringing a suffik korban. But my obligation is to go ahead and to bring a vaday. Now, if you look at Rashi, Rashi seems to underscore this yesod, and as we go now in the sugya, we'll be able to use this and the following sugya, Mitzvah Hashem, next week also. Till the end of the parak, this yesod will be very clarifying. But if you look at Rashi, and Yaakov asked me this question last week after the Shia, Rashi seems to say that there's no problem of chulin bazoah. Rashi says, what do we do with the carbon? So Rashi says, u'mechayev besofik. Rashi is divrei amaschol mevikom. So Rashi says, u'mechayev besofik, ve'ein einecha. You can't eat the chatas. Why? Shemo lav bas korban hi. Because maybe she's not a bas korban. Meaning it's not the korban, it's not a korban maybe. U'melikoso can avail a baal. And then the malika is like nevela. It's like eating nevela. That's what Rashi says. And then he says, u'mishum chulin ala mizbeach lo yichpas lo. Ay l'choyre it's chulin ba'azoha. Right? Rashi says it should be chulin ba'azoha. Dein lim izbeach elo domo. Lo yichashiva achilu. U'bimseches nozir ya'ofino d'chat asoiv bo'al asofek. We learn out d'chat asoiv bo'al asofek. So the Rabbi Kiva Egel and many of the Achronim ask on Rashi, what is Rashi talking about here? Rashi says, by the way, there's no problem of chulin bazora because it's only the blood. So you don't have to worry. Don't get alarmed about chulin bazora. And then he ends off by saying, and by the way, in Meseches Nozi, we learn out that you have to bring a chatos soif abala sofik. So Rabbi Kiva Egel says, what's Rashi talking about? Once Rashi is acknowledging that there is a drosha to bring a chatas oif abal asofik, what's Rashi talking about? And by the way, don't worry about the chulin ba'azorah. Why would I worry about chulin ba'azorah? The Torah told me to bring it. The Torah told me bring this korban. It's Mamish Apella. Kivega says, Misanya leila Rashi. Is it bothering Rashi? My dechsiv bikra? We learn out of a pasuk that if a woman has a suffix leda, she brings a korban. So Rashi says, one second, what's with the chulin ba'azoha? What's the chulin ba'azoha? The Torah said to do it. The Torah said to do it. What's going on? And Rashi says, well, it's only the blood. And then he says, by the way, it's a drosh in Meseches Nozi that you have to do it. But the way we're learning, the pshat in Rashi is very simple. Rashi just finished completing a whole introduction that this korban that you bring may be a nevela. By definition, that means what Rashi is telling us is that this is not a vadai korban. Right? That's how Rashi is explaining the sugya. Rashi is saying, by the way, the korban this woman is bringing is not a vadai korban. For horaya, you can't eat it because it may be a nevela. It may be a nevela because it may be not a korban. So Rashi says, one second. So what happened to chulin ba'azorah? Rashi's not saying don't bring it. Rashi's saying, so how can I learn that this is a suffik korban? L'chorah, the only way to learn is not the way I'm learning. It's a vadai korban. Because otherwise, how did the Torah tell you to do it? By the fact that the Torah told you to do it, that should be a self-describing aspect of the korban that it's a vadai korban. What do you tell me? The Torah told you to bring in a veil into the Beis HaMikdash? So Rashi says, no. It's not a problem of chulin ba'azora. Once it's not a problem of chulin ba'azora, it's plausible that the Torah would obligate you to bring a sofik korban. Otherwise, we would redefine chata soif abala sofik. That's what Rashi is trying to say here. If chulin ba'azora would be the raisa, even just to put the blood on the mizbeach, Rashi says, then I wouldn't be learning the way I'm learning. I would already have a different explanation in Chata Soif Abala Sofik. But since putting the blood on the Mizbech is not a deraisa, that frees us up
to be able to describe and understand that Chatas Leif HaBal HaSofik is Taka, a Sofik, a Vadai Chiv to bring a Sofik home. Otherwise, we wouldn't learn that way. Otherwise, we would rethink the whole thing. See, Rashi took the simple approach, because the fact that we see you can't eat it, you see, you have to understand the reason why we're learning this way, why Rashi is learning this way, why Reb Chaim is learning this way, is because the simple way to bridge the gaps of Chatas Leif HaBal HaSofik, the fact that you can't eat it because it may be an Avela, on the other hand, you have to bring it. On the other hand, there's a drasha. The simple way to bridge the gap is to say, you know what? There's a Vadai Chiv, a Sofik Hom. But that's only a simple explanation if we're not running into a problem of Chulin Ba'azorah. But if we're running into a problem of Chulin Ba'azorah, then we have to say, well, what the Torah really is permitting you to do, let me give you a mashal. Let's say we would have another pasuk that says that the Kohen should eat the Chatas Leif HaBal HaSofik. You know what I'm telling you? Let's say, besides for the pasuk that taught us that you bring the Chatas, we would have another pasuk that says that the Kohen eats the Chatas Leif HaBal HaSofik. Then we wouldn't be learning the way we're learning. We wouldn't say, oh, you know what? It's really a Sofik Hom, and it's an Avela, but the Torah permitted an Avela. We wouldn't do that. We would say, you know what? That it's a Vadai Kol. So Rashi is saying that it has to be, and this is what I was telling Yankiv last week, that it has to be, from here, the way we're learning, that it's really not the Reise. If this will be a Reise, we wouldn't learn this way. Because it's not the Reise, that's why we're learning that this is a Sofik Kol. Take it out. Also, Rashi says Chulin Ba'azorah is only Achilas Mizbeach. Yeah, only something which gets consumed by the Mizbeach. And this is not called a consumption. That's what Rashi said. I'm just saying, this removes the Kasha of Kivega completely from Rashi. It's very clear where Rashi is going. Okay. So now we'll go into the Gemara. We'll be able to understand the Gemara. The Gemara says, the Mishnah said that a Shifcha, there's also a din of a korb, right? So the Gemara says, Shifcha minola. How do we know that a Shifcha brings a korb in your lettuce? That's what it sounds like anyway. B'nei Yisrael, ein li'ela b'nei Yisrael. Ki yoyres v'shifcha minayin. Tamud lo'imar isha. Isha. Mai v'chein Shifcha. Says the Gemara, what does it mean v'chein Shifcha? Some actually take out the Giyoris, because they feel that that doesn't make sense. Shita Mugubetzis adds, Meshucheres, Eina Meshucheres. Says the Gemara, Sal Kadaita Chamino, Ki Amrinon Kol Mitzvah Si Isha Chayev Bo, Eved Chayev Bo, Ani Mili Bedovo Sheshove Bein Isha Bein Isha. That's only something which is equal by men and women. Avol Yoledes, the Benoshim Isha, Ba'anoshim leso, eim aloi techayev, ahochi toni shifcha. So the Gemara says like this, the reason why we need this ribui, that even a shifcha is in the parsha of Yoledas, is because I would think that only something which is noyeg by a man and a woman is also noyeg by a shifcha, by an eved. It's very strange, this Gemara. So what does that mean? You're going to tell me that a shifcha wouldn't be tome? Shifcha wouldn't have tume? Shifcha wouldn't have tumas later?
And this issue can only apply to women anyway.
Yeah, but the Gemara is saying, I would think that a woman is only chayiv in mitzvahs, which also apply to a man. But a mitzvah which is exclusively only to a woman, maybe an eved doesn't have such a mitzvah. Meaning, even though an eved's chayiv in all mitzvahs that a woman is chayiv in, maybe that's only a mitzvah which women and men have. But this which only women have and men don't, I would think not kamash malon. What does that mean, no? I would think you can have relations with a shifcha who's a nida. That's a pelvic azach. That's in tumen. What's going on? And if you look at Rashi, Rashi adds the words in our sugya, shifcha minolon, The Tanu Rabbanan Dabero Bnei Yisrael Isha Kisazria. It sounds like Rashi is saying the Hava Minu would be that a Shifcha doesn't have Tumas Yoledes at all. Period. So Rabbi Shula Diskin, he says he doesn't understand. The halacha is that if somebody buys a Shifcha, the Vlad is a Yelid Bias. The Vlad of that Shifcha is called a Yelid Bias. And he has to do Mila on the eighth day. Right? Ask the Maril Diskin, the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos that there's only a din Mila Bishmini, you only do Mila on the eighth day, Midaraisa, if the mother is Tomei Leda. That's why a C-section is not Doicha Shabbos. The bris, C-section is Doicha Shabbos. The bris, if a woman had a C-section on Shabbos, you don't do the bris the next Shabbos. It's not Doicha Shabbos. Because a C-section doesn't have Tumas Leda. We pass in our Mishnah, not like Rav Shimon, there's no Tumas Leda. So ask Rabbi Shulayb, how could the Gemara have a Hava Mina that by a Shifcha there's no Tumas Leda? Then why do you do Bris Bishmini by a Lid Bias? The Gemara says that if you buy a Shifcha, the Vlad gets Mila Bishmini because he's called Yilid Bias. But we know that Mila Bishmini is only if the mother is Tumas Leda. If there's no Tumas Leda. But again, I would ask in a very simple way. What would be the Hava Mina here? That what? That you're allowed to live? It's really, it's not her, it's you. You have an Isser to live with a woman who's Tomei Nida. And the Yoledes is Tomei Nida. So why would I think that it's Mutter to live with her after she gave birth? The whole thing is a Pella. So there's a Metzias of Tomei here. Why would you think so? And the Kasha gets even starker. It's most learned that Gioris is Agav Shifcha Chab Gioris. Gioris is Takanan Achidish. The Kasha becomes stronger even when we discuss the whole concept of what an Eved is. Because the question is, every time an Eved is Chayv and Mitzvahs, right? There are two ways to look at the Chayv, Eved, and Mitzvahs. One way is to look that a Chayv, Eved, and Mitzvahs is as a Jew. In other words, every Eved is Chayv and Mitzvahs like a woman, right? So there are two ways to look at that. One is, an Eved is really a Jew. But being an Eved, he's excluded from having to do all the mitzvahs of a Jew. He only does the mitzvahs that are Isha's Chayvin. That's one level. If that's the way you learn, that means that the mitzvahs that the Eved does do, he does as a Jew. He's not doing the mitzvahs as this new kind of religion. Right? Or this new kind of level of Judaism. He's a regular Jew. He's a regular Yisrael Chol Davo. He just happens to be being an Eved, just like an Eved Ivri is allowed to live with a Shifcha. So an Eved Kenadi is allowed to do all the things that a woman's allowed to do, he's allowed to do. Okay? That's one way to learn. The Ritva here in Yevamos learns this way. The Ritva says that when a... here's the Lashon of the Ritva. This is on Daf Mem Zayin Amid Aleph in Meseches Yevamos. We once saw this Ritva a couple of years ago in the Shia. Hirak mid Rabbona. Hear this? The Ritva holds when you free your Eved, even if he doesn't go to the mikveh, he's already a Daraisa Dik a Jew. L'chol Dovah. Mid Rabbona, you do another Tfilah. L'shem Ben Chayrin. But really, the first Tfilah already made him into a Jew. That's the sheet of the Ritva. Why? Sha'agerus shelo eved u gerus kimura. The gerus of the eved is a complete gerus. He's a Jew. Elo shahadin avdus memato michelek shel mitzvahs. The avdus stops him from doing certain mitzvahs. It's not chayiv in certain mitzvahs. But he's a Jew. He's Yisrael. The eved is Yisrael. If that's the case, it's even more impossible to understand. Why would you think that a shifcha not? Doesn't make sense. Why would a shifcha
Why would a shifcha not be chayev? Shifcha should vada, avada shifcha should be tamei leida. She's a regular Jewish woman who had a leida. Why wouldn't she be chayev? It's a pella, mamash a pella. Now, the shiltas to Rav Chai Goyen, when he brings down our Gemara, the drush of our Gemara, also seems to learn this way, because the shiltas lashon is like this. The shilta says, yeah. Shifcha mi mechayvel minkit yoyim mit the bailo. Does a shifcha have to count shiva on the kim? Talking about not even yoledas. Neither. When he brings down the drosh of our Gemara, doesn't just bring it down the gabi yoledas. Brings it down the gabi tumas nida. Yoyim mit the balas nida lo. Kivin the kola mitzvah sheisha chayeves bo evet chayevo mechayvel minkit. Oy dilmo. Kivon de lo ispo mitzvah hashava b'koel loy mechayva. That's what the shilta says. So the shilta is taka learning the way I'm telling. Seems to be learning the way I'm learning, which is that there's no tumah by a shifcha. The havamina would be no tumah by a shifcha. And the Netziv here wrote in his Hamik Shaila on the shiltas, he says it clearly. Leminkit voik omer yasu mishum de gemore. Okay. Says the Reb Kivega, says the Netziv, that this question of the Shilta, the way the Shilta understands our Gemara, is whether a Shifcha even has a Tumas Leida, or Tumas Nida for that matter. She's mind-boggling. It's really mind-boggling. We're going to go through the Shilta, so I'm going to learn the Shilta differently, but I'm saying that's seems to be what the Shiltas is saying. So I just want to clarify this with the last point of the Gemara. If you look back into the Gemara again for a moment, the last piece, the Gemara says, Eilu Mevi'in Korban my Avdin. The Mishnah brought down from Rabbi Yossi that if two women had a Leida, one of them was Chayev and one of them was Poto, one of them gave birth to a Vlad that was Chayev in Korban and one didn't. So the Tanakhame holds that they both bring a Chata Soif Abala Sofik. And Rabbi Yossi says they make a condition, a Tanai. So the Gemara says, Heichi Avdim, my Avdim, what do they do? My Sintavayu Chad Kom Vadai. Each one of them brings an oila, because the oila you could bring as an Adova, right? You could bring a, you don't have to bring an oila Schoiva. The Chata Soif Sofik. And they bring a chata so'oif mesofik. Umasne. And they make a tanai. Says the Gemara, mi isle Rabbi Yossi tanoi? There's already a shayla later on in the Masechta. If two people did a chet, one of them was vadai oivel, do they both bring an osham b'shutfas? We're going to have that on Daf Chof Gimel. And Rabbi Yossi says, you can't. V'otnan Rav Shimon oimer v'yishtem chata sachas, Rabbi Yossi oimer, Rabbi Yossi says you can't bring a korban b'shutfis and make a condition. So why in our Mishnah, the same case, why in our Mishnah does he okay it? Says the Gemara, Amar Rove, Moide Rabbi Yossi b'mechusrei kapara. Mechusrei kapara is different. Says the Gemara, Ki osa Rove, Amar Viech, Moide Rabbi Yossi b'mechusrei kapara, my time by an osham, boi gavru yediyah. By a regular korban, you have to know that you chayev a korban. Now the Gemara explains beautifully Rabbi Yossi, but the Gemara doesn't explain the Rabbana. The Gemara is saying a gevaldi gevald. The Gemara is saying like this: by an osham, let's say two people, the case in the end of the Masechta, two people had a piece of meat. One of them had kotchen, meat. The other one didn't. Do they both bring now an asham me'ilus b'shutfis? Make a condition. If I was Moel Behegdish, it's mine. And if you were Moel Behegdish, it's yours. So Rabbi Yossi says, no, you don't do that. So the Gemara asks, over here he's doing the same thing. Over here he says you have two women. One of them had a birth, and one of them did not. And they bring a korban b'shutfis. Right? They both bring a korban b'shutfis. And they make it tonight. So what's the difference? So Gemara says, poshut. Over there, by the Asher Milas, you need a yediyah. You need a yediyah. You don't have it. Over here, you're only doing it to make them able to eat the kotshim. So you don't need yediyah. And that's takan halacha. You don't need a yediyah. Person could bring a mechusa kapora carbon on a child that's 1 day old. Right? Mechusa kapora. You don't need das. So the Gemara says there's no reason, if you don't need hoyda elof chatosoy, there's no reason why you shouldn't bring b'shutfis. That's the Gemara. So the Gemara beautifully explained Rabbi Yossi. But now the Gemara didn't explain the Tana of our Mishnah. The halacha. The Tana, Tana Kame. That says you don't. Why don't you? Now it's... So I want to tie this together with the way we were learning to understand this better. The way we came out Lamaisa, the Torah here was mechayiv you to bring a suffer korban. That's the case of every chatas or oif habal a suffik, is that the Torah said you have a chiv to bring, you have a vadai chiv to bring a suffik home. Okay. Now, strange thing, right? Such a chiv. It's a new animal. It's a new animal, new kind of new concept. You have a vadai chiv to bring a suffik home. What is the motive behind the Torah's obligation? And I'm not here to philosophize. I want to halachically understand it. Really, when a woman brings a korban mechusa kapora, two things happen. Number one, she fulfills a mitzvah saseh. She has a mitzvah saseh to bring a korban, to bring a korban yoledes. If she had 10 ladies, if she had 10 births, she has a mitzvah to bring 10 korbanos. That's one point. Then there's another nekuda. The other nekuda is the woman has a mitzvah to be metaya, to tohara. She has a mitzvah to become Torah, to be able to eat kotshim, to be able to go into Beis HaMikdosh. So it's two issues. There's a korban, and there's a tachlis, and one has nothing to do with the other, because I'll bring you a raya. If a woman is high of 10 korbanos, she has 10 children, she never yet brought a korban. So right now she has 10 chiyuvim. Right? How many does she have to bring to be able to eat kotshim? One. One. She still has to bring all the other ones. But as far as her becoming tohor, only one. So what I'm asking you now is, this mitzvah, that the Torah said you have a mitzvah to bring a suffik home, what's the pshat in this mitzvah? So I want to tell you a very simple idea. In Kol HaTorah Kula, the Torah required a yediyah, you have to know, and if you don't know, you don't bring a korban, you don't bring a suffik korban. Why did the Torah change it over here? So the Sefer HaChinuch says, Chosa Torah al Yisrael. The Torah didn't want that this woman shouldn't be able to go into the Beis HaMikdash. She shouldn't be able to eat kotshim. So the reason why the Torah obligated Chata Sefer HaBala Sofik was only for the function to make her to be able to go into the Beis HaMikdash. It's the only reason why the Torah did it. Otherwise, the Torah wouldn't have done it. And that's why, if a woman has 10 sveikas, how many korbanos does she bring? One. Why? Because the only reason the Torah obligated her to bring a chata sefer bala safek is so she should be able to go into Beis HaMikdash. She should be tall. The other 9 she doesn't bring. Yeah. Why not? The teretz is, there's no difference between the obligation to bring korban number 1 and the obligation to bring korban number 10. From an obligation standpoint, obligatory, it's the same. What's the difference? The difference is, korban number 1 gives her the clean card to go into the Beis HaMikdash, and korban number 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 is just an obligation. That the Torah says don't do. So that gives us an insight
what the mitzvah of chatas oiv abal asofik is. The mitzvah is to remove the matar her. Not stam to bring a chatas oiv abal asofik. And that's why the Torah gave her a mitzvah to bring the sofik home. So she should be able to become tall. That's the only reason. That's the mitzvah. So, if that's the case, I think now it's very clear. Very clear. The shivcha business, we're not dealing with the shivcha being tummy later. Avada the shivcha is tummy later. She's tummy later. And you wouldn't be allowed to have relations with the shivcha. But the parsha satorah of the mitzvah to be metayher, to be able to eat kotshi, that doesn't apply to a shivcha. Who says she has such a mitzvah? She has no such mitzvah. Will somebody be allowed to live with a shivcha before she's metayher herself? Of course not. Of course not. She doesn't have to metayher herself. Our Gemara is not debating whether the tum is chal. Our Gemara is debating this new mitzvah to be mesalik to tumah, which is the whole energy behind chatas oif abal asafik. That may not be applicable to a. That's just a mitzvah. That's a mitzvah really that could be known by a man or a woman, the etzem. That who says that applies, bechlal. Man yemar, that applies to a shivcha. Avada she's tumah. Avada she's tumah. Now, if we look back in the Shiltas, very interesting Shiltas. The Shiltas says, doesn't say, the Shiltas doesn't say what the Netziv says. The Netziv is saying pshat in the Shiltas. And I respect the Netziv's pshat. But the Shiltas doesn't say that. That's the Netziv's pshat in the Shiltas. If you look at the Shiltas, you could read the Shiltas kol basar ribcha. The same thing applies to every nida. Let's analyze every nida. Every nida. There are two things. Number one, a woman becomes a nida. Whatever halachically triggers tumas nida. Now she becomes an erva. And there's an issa kores to live with her like with any erva. She's a regular erva. Right? Now, how does that tumah go off? She has to go to the mikveh. Either we have to shiv nekiyim, it depends if she's a nido, she's a zava, she has to go to the mikveh. Now, that's a fact. That's scientific. A woman becomes a nido. So now, there's 7 days, and she goes to the mikveh. That's one thing. Now, there's a separate thing. There's a mitzvah. The sofra law, every nido has a mitzvah to count 7 days, and then to become toho. In fact, Tesvis and Menoches, Tesvis and Ksubis, has a shaila, why doesn't a woman make a broche every day of the Shiva Nekim, like you do by Svira? She should say, Hayom Yemechad L'Svira, Hayom Beis Yomim L'Svira. Sounds strange, we're not used to that. But Tesvis answers for Akasha. And Tesvis answers that the reason why not is because Shemo Tirevetisto. Tosfos says, because maybe she'll end up bleeding in the middle and it'll knock off the 7 days. It'll be like a bracha of Atola. She'll make a bracha. What do you see from Tosfos? There's a mitzvah sfiro shivin nekiyim. So I want to tell you very simple. A havamina that a shivcha is not a nida, never had such a havamina. Never had such a havamina. The Havamina was she doesn't have a chiyuv to count Shiva Nekiyim. You want to become Torah, do it. You want to be Tomei, stay Tomei. Do as you see fit. You don't have a mitzvah. You don't have a mitzvah to count Shiva Nekiyim. Who says you have such a mitzvah? It's a fact. You're Tomei. A guy is Tomei Sheretz. You're Tomei. You want to stay like that? Stay like that. This is the mitzvah. Now let's look back at the Lashon of the Shiltas here. In Parshas Achrei Mois, Berom Tzorich, listen to his lashon. Shivcha mi mechayvo leninkit yoimo de balas nido eloi. Is the shivcha chayv to count shiv and akim? That's a shayla. He doesn't say shivcha mi metama. Is she tome?
says, does she have to count Shiva Nikim? Does she have a mitzvah of Shiva Nikim? What does she know? Zava. Kivin the kol mitzvah Shiva's chayiv bo, eved nami mechayiv bo. Oy dilma, kivon de, listen to this lashon. Kivon de loy is mitzvah shava bakoil. Since it's not a mitzvah that men have also, loy mechayva. That's all he says. He doesn't say she's not tome. He doesn't say there won't be an issur neither. That's the Netziv's explanation in the Shiltas. But the Shiltas doesn't say that. Shiltas alone doesn't say that. And therefore, that's how I would learn it. Now that we're learning that the Torah now gave us this new mitzvah to bring a suffix home, and the way we're explaining it, Be'emes and Kol HaTorah Kula, the Torah never gave such a mitzvah. The Torah only gave this mitzvah over here to Al suffix home, she should become Toho. So now, this is only relating to this mitzvah of becoming Toho. It's almost not a kutchen reason. It's a tahara. The reason why Isha brings a chata soif abal asofik is not because of kutchen, it's because to become Toho. That's why she brings it. If that's the case, a shifcha has no shaykhas to this potential. On that, the Gemara says, sal kadai techamine, kamash malon, that not. That's the kamash malon. Now that we have this, we can easily flow into the final sugya with Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan to understand what's the debate between Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan. Because Rabbi Yossi now says, you know what? Now that it's been trickled down to the level that the whole mitzvah is tahara, so Rabbi Yossi learns, so really it's not even a chi of kolm. It's a chi of tahara. You follow what I'm saying? In other words, now, to me, it's no suffix, by the way. Everything I told you till now, to me, is no suffix. Meaning, it's clear to me that the chiv of chata suffix, abala suffix, is not as the korban, it's to, in order to become Torah. That's the purpose. And that's why she only has to bring one. Only one that makes her Torah. That, to me, is not a shayla. It's not a shayla. And if you look, we don't have time, I have to speak soon in someplace else, so I'm going to have to end, but you look in Loshon HaRambam, it's also clear that the whole Chata Zoif HaBal HaSofek is to make her Toho. That's the purpose. The whole purpose is to make her Toho. That's the purpose. But now, here's where I think the Machlokes of Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan are. Rabbi Yossi holds Memela. If we want to mamish capsulize the mitzvah, it's not even a mitzvah of a korban. The korban is a Hechsher mitzvah. The mitzvah has become Toho. The mitzvah is to become Torah. I'm talking about by the chatas of Abal HaSofik. If you have a chatas vaday, there's no shayla, you have a chiv to bring a chatas. But chatas of Abal HaSofik, the mitzvah is not the chatas, the mitzvah is to become Torah. So Rabbi Yossi says, if that's the case, so if you have two people, two women, only one of them is Tomei, we don't know which one of the two is Tomei, they can chip in together, bring one. The conclusion will be they'll both become Torah. That's it. Neither one knows if they're chayiv of the korban. They don't have to know that they're chayiv of the korban, because the korban be'emes is not the chayiv b'chlal. They don't have to have the idea that the korban's going on them. Because the korban is not the obligation. That's why Rabbi Yossi holds they could bring it b'shutzis. Here's where the Rabbanon flip. The Rabbanon flip from Rabbi Yossi Shita. And the Rabbanon say no. It's true that the tachlis, why the Torah said that a woman who has a suffix lady should bring a korban is so she should be able to become Torah. That's the tachlis. But because of that tachlis, there's a chiv to bring a korban. That's chal on the person. And therefore, it's not just the conclusion. That's the function. That's the purpose of it. And the mail on that chiv, you can't make a tanai. You have to bring your chiv to bring a korban. I have a chiv to bring a korban, which was chal on me, a chiv havoah. And that's why the Chacham holds, just like by other korbanos, you can't bring b'shutfis. Here also you can't bring b'shutfis. So basically, the way I would explain the machlokes Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan is whether the chata soif abal asofik is at the end of the day, is it called a chiv korban or is it called a chiv tahara? It's definitely for the purpose of tahal. That's not a shaila. But is it a chi of kol or is it a chi of tahal? That's the debate. Okay. That's not